You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This Ben Johnson audio from yesterday really got us thinking, because it goes hand in hand with the incredible highlight to Cole Kmet that we heard on the way in. Because what it is that Caleb can do everything in column B. He's a genius in column B. It's column A that's got to get better. Here's Ben from yesterday.
Another game with Caleb where we see a lot of the really high potential, but we also see him struggle for a stretch. Do you identify any reasons for the inconsistency, and when do you think it's reasonable to expect him to level out?
Yeah, there's certainly some that you talk about each week where feel like guys are open and we can certainly give them the ball on time and give them a chance to run after catch and all that. And then there's that mix of, oh my gosh, that's one of the most incredible plays I've ever seen in my life type deal with him. So I do acknowledge your point there. And that's something we're striving to do is combine both of those worlds to where we think we're going to have a really good quarterback in this league, really dangerous quarterback in this league, really dangerous offense, really good team for a long time. When we're really able to combine both of those thought processes. So we're not quite there yet. We're working diligently every day. I've said it every week that you see growth in so many other areas that, I think when that last little bit comes along, I think we're going to be really pleased with where we are.
So that's Ben talking about the two worlds. They got to fuse, because the world that's happening within structure is difficult. The accuracy just isn't there within structure. And, you know, sometimes it's not just the short targets. You remember when Greg Olsen said this a few weeks back?
Probably the last missing piece to kind of put a bow on this is, again, under center play action, no teams throw the ball to more wide open receivers downfield than the Chicago Bears. And that's something that was the case in Detroit the last couple years with Ben Johnson. It's this misdirection run game. Everything looks the same, run and pass. And those are the telltale signs of a Ben Johnson offense.
So no team has more receivers wide open down the field. And that is still the case statistically. And yet Caleb is under 60% in six consecutive games. Brad Biggs did the work on this. It's only the fourth time since 2014 that any quarterback in the NFL has been under 60% for six consecutive games.
And the play action is also simplifying the read.
Simplifying the read, and it's more effective when you're running the ball well, which they are.
And it stalls the linebackers, and it freezes them so that it's an easier throw for you.
Yeah. So the stats show that Caleb Williams is inaccurate while throwing into more open windows than other quarterbacks.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So that's kind of scary. And the problem with Caleb is, like Tom Brady was saying in the game on Sunday, sometimes he leaves the pocket when he doesn't necessarily need to leave the pocket.
Here's a fake to Swift. Williams flushed out. Nobody's open. Slides around Parsons. Now sidearm bunt. But DJ Moore was there. I'll tell you what, he is fun to watch. He's athletic.
Oh, he's going everywhere. This is just zone coverage. You see the shell on the defense and a little bit of pressure. Caleb doesn't really need to escape, though. That's kind of, to me, rather than eliminate half the field, because once you start scrambling, there's no ability to throw back to that side of the field. When you get a clean pocket for a quarterback that has a lot of confidence legs, sometimes they don't want to stay in the pocket as long as they think, oh, if I run, I'll be able to see better. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
So, boy, he doesn't need to escape as often as he does. I know that people get excited when they see him do it, but he really doesn't need to be doing it as often as he is.
Matt Forte and Matt Bowen said that today, too. You know, the two guys that were, and we didn't even necessarily prompt them to talk about it. It's just what they're seeing while they're watching the games with Caleb.
Why do you think he does it?
I don't know. I think that we have progressed past the hero ball stage. I don't think it's that. I do wonder.
You don't think it's an ego wanting to be a hero out there? I agree. I think it's been broken down a little bit.
I think there were moments when that was happening. I think that New Orleans game was pure ego.
Right. But I agree that he knows he's not supposed to, but still does sometimes.
I do wonder if he can see. It was one of the questions about him in the draft is, what's the height like on him? And he measured out at about 6'1", right? Which is good. It's taller than I thought he was going to be. But I do wonder, because a lot of quarterbacks, especially those that aren't 6'3 or above, and usually the window, you never really see a super tall quarterback, like a 6'7", 6'8 guy.
Yeah.
Usually you want that to cap out at 6'5", but for every quarterback is bothered by pressure up the middle, every single one of them. Caleb, it seems like, might be bothered a little bit more because he's not as tall. But he could, if he trusts it more and just gets rid of the ball faster, the height thing disappears a little bit.
This is the trust thing. This is the thing. And Big Z got some great quotes from Press Taylor in 10 Thoughts. And Press Taylor, who's a part of that coaching staff we don't really hear from, but a guy who's been around a lot of quarterback progressing, the way that he was talking about what Caleb's trying to do and getting through his progressions, Sometimes he gets through it too fast. Sometimes he gets through it too slow.
And that calibration is impossible.
Part of it is your ability to process, your ability to understand what's being asked of you, understanding the timing of the footwork. You expect it to improve from year one to year two and things like that. Game one to game 13. I think we have seen it improve from game one to game 13. But year one to year two, Press Taylor kept talking about. It happens faster. Now I can get through things. Now I'm not rushing a show because my feet are late. Your overall understanding of the offense is going to improve the level of execution and the completion percentage as we go. And folks, of those quarterbacks who had the six straight games of under 60, the only one who improved dramatically was Josh Allen. Josh Allen continues to be the idealized comp for the improvement of completion percentage. And this is why I think Caleb has a chance, is that Josh Allen had the same offense for a few years in a row and was able to focus with Brian Daboll. And Caleb's going to have this same offense now with Ben Johnson for a few years in a row. And it might take an offseason. I think we got, like, for the stuff that we're talking about that we want to see improve in structure, the accuracy, I think it's going to take an offseason of really getting super comfortable with all the timing that's being asked of him.
Maybe. Someone threw into the chat, well, Drew Brees was fine. Yeah, it took Drew a while. Drew Brees was a Charger, and things at the Chargers were not great for him. And it took him matching with a coach who understood, and then him maturing into being the quarterback that he was and being comfortable with throwing from his tiptoes sometimes as he's trying to extend and make himself as tall as possible.
There's a good one with Drew Brees. First full year with the Chargers, he was at 60%. Then it went down to 57%. And then up to 65, 64, and on from there.
And then being like the most accurate quarterback who's ever lived.
Yeah. I mean, five or six different years he led the NFL in completion percentage.
Not exactly an apples to apples comparison, but Matthew Stafford, his first 5 years in Detroit, four of them with less than a 60% completion percentage.
So there we go. So there's another. So there are a few. And you know what this really shines a light on? The absolute nightmare of having to change offensive coordinators and systems when you're a young quarterback learning. Continues to shine a light on that, doesn't it?
Yes, and the beautiful thing about it now is that you don't have to worry about that.
Because your head coach is that dude. This is the stuff you're running. This is the guy you're working with. So it gives you some confidence. Might take a little longer than you thought, but it gives you an idea that Caleb can get there, hopefully.
And I don't suspect that Declan is going anywhere anytime soon, although he might put himself in position to be somebody's college coach. You know what I mean? Like, that might be a guy that's like, hey, would you like to be the head coach at Troy or something like that? But yeah, you don't suspect that he's, as long as you've got Ben Johnson.
Then we can make somebody else in that job.
Absolutely. You got the pipeline to the guy who he wants you to see the game like him anyway.
Yeah. So Caleb's in good hands, and he's even in better hands that the head coach is the offensive guru. That helps you a lot.
Anything else?
I'm good, unless you want to squeeze in something else. I don't want to short Pete Futek. It's our guy.
I don't either. He's a good man.
Yeah.
And thorough. How long is the Kurt Warner? Because that'll make the decision.
Well, I don't think we should do it either way, but Kurt was only minute 43.
No. That's down from 10. No, we won't do that. But yeah, I think that's a super interesting topic, Speaks.
Right.
I'm trying to get him.
But that, I mean, the fact that all the timing of it and everything, I mean, this is the stuff that we've asked for years watching these young quarterbacks. Can more comfort with the system and more confidence make you more accurate?
I think the answer to that is yes.
I think the answer to that is yes, as long as the system stays the same. And
the voice stays the same.
The voice stays the same. And the student is a good learner. Is Caleb a good learner? Is Caleb a mature thinker and progressor? This year has given me some confidence.
I think
it
should give you some hope.
Yep.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.